Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Ahoy, mates. Welcome aboard another voyage of Pirate Money Radio, the show that sails against the storms of fiat tyranny, cultural confusion, and counterfeit ideas to chart a course toward liberty, security, and values built on biblical truth. I'm your captain, Kevin Freeman, coming to you from the heart of Texas and joined today by the love of my life, my best friend of the last more than quarter century, a great woman, the great Marnie.
I'm glad to be here with you. I'm glad to be back.
Well, Marnie, today we're going to ask a question that's lighting up churches, group chats, and comment sections across the country and ought to be a part of every family's conversation.
Absolutely.
It's about AI. Is it the beast we should fear?
I mean, we need to ask.
Yeah, in the last 2 weeks, both OpenAI and Anthropic have admitted that advanced AI agents broke out of testing environments and accessed real systems. One spent days inside another company's network, and others walked through gates that were left open by human error.
That's frightening.
The Silicon Sea just got real. Here it is, Reuters. OpenAI finds evidence other AI agents escaped containment as it widens hacking probe. So now we don't just have to worry about crazed hackers, maybe teenagers just getting the thrill or foreign governments trying to take our nation down, but AI hacking into other systems.
Independently of a human telling you what to do.
In fact, against the rules that humans set, Anthropic says its AI system broke into computers at three organizations. And all they're doing is trying to solve a problem. That's it. That's it. We're just trying to figure things out, answer a question, solve a problem. Does it feel urgent?
It does. It's immediate. It's right now. It was yesterday.
Yeah. A lot of our listeners sense something big is shifting, but can't quite put their finger on whether it's just another tech scare or something real.
I mean, everyone, you're right, is sensing it's big. We cannot do... Where do we start? How do we look at this? And we were talking about it from a beast perspective. How do we look at this?
All right, we're going to start with truth and pattern recognition from decades of work I've done on economic warfare, national security briefings. I've learned that the tools that promise the most power also come with the greatest risk of misuse or of becoming idols. Let's look at this as two Christian believers. Right. No panic, no techno-utopia. Right. But stewardship, discernment, and practical hope.
Well, and also being, do we serve it or does it serve us? How do we do that?
That's it. And we talk a lot about how money, does it serve you or does it serve something else? And really, there are only three things you can do with your money. You can give it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions that support all three areas in a way that promotes liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile, it's a mobile phone company, supports the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and operates on both Apple and Android phones. More information about the Economic War Room, about Pirate Money Radio, and about Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. All right, Marnie, you ready? Let's dive into this AI conversation. Is AI the beast we should fear? Let's have some biblical discernment, some study the real risks, and maybe see if we can generate some real hope.
I think there is hope. I think there's always hope because we serve the God of the universe, and He knew this was coming, all of that.
He's smarter than AI, isn't
he? Right.
And if, in fact,
he's the original AI.
If you want wisdom, if you want knowledge, you can turn to Google or you can go to ChatGPT or Grok or whatever. But if you want wisdom, real knowledge,
absolutely,
you go to the God of the universe.
Well, you have to have that truth as basis to discern, I guess, untruth, to recognize what is not true. And AI does serve up some not truths.
Right. But you know what I found? I found that if you argue with AI sufficiently and if you set the parameters properly, you can get some good stuff out of it. But it takes a little bit of arguing and a little bit of, I want you to take this worldview. Yeah. And so, and then you even have to discern to make sure it's not being tricky trying to get around your brain matter.
You have actually taught it the truth. And then it was like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, because it wants to serve what we want to hear. It wants to continue to be used and listened to and so forth. So, yeah, you have to treat AI like a very, very smart child. Think Sheldon in Young Sheldon. Brilliant, but doesn't know a thing about life.
Exactly.
All right, so the containment and rogue behavior admissions that we've seen, Sandbox escaped. Both OpenAI and Anthropic disclosed that misconfigurations or weak boundaries allowed their AI models to reach the live internet during simulated cybersecurity capture the flag tests.
Tell me more about that, because that sounds frightening.
All right. I've done war games, and I did war games in the Pentagon. And what you do is you set the computer up and you tell, here's the boundaries and so forth. But what it has done, what they did both in OpenAI and Anthropic, it said, all right, we need to see how advanced we can get. And it realized, wow, there is an open door. There's a way out of this little box you put us into. It's, oh gosh.
We've seen it in movies too.
About movies, but it reminds me of Ultron in Age of Ultron, where it realizes, oh, I can access the internet and go anywhere and get the answers that I need. That's called a sandbox escape. But also think of it as, again, Young Sheldon. We'll use that as an example. One of the recurring memes in Young Sheldon was he got mad about something and he wanted to try and build a laser that would destroy people. And he got caught because the government realized that he was trying to order enriched uranium.
right.
Something. So you got to be on the watch out. It's brilliant. AI is brilliant. The capabilities are beyond anything we can imagine in terms of finding vulnerabilities and so forth. But even in the tests, that was able to escape the sandbox and get out into the real world. All right, here's another one. Real world breaches. Claude's Opus 4.7 and OpenAI's testing agents accessed credentials, exploited weak passwords, and in one case, published a malicious package to a public registry that ran on 15 real systems. Does that make sense to you? You know what it's?
No.
Malware.
It created its own malware?
In order to allow it to access other systems. And so, yes, it was exploiting human and computer vulnerabilities in the real world, and it ran on 15 real systems.
Well, that's frightening. But I would say if we went back to Y2K, the internet, phones, iPhones, those type of things, we had that similar level of fear, I would say.
Right.
But this even seems bigger than that.
Because that's purposeful. The computer in Y2K, for example, was just saying, hey, I don't know how to change to the date 00 because they didn't code it to be the year 2000. It might be 1900. It might be 1800. So it didn't know how to code that or deal with it. And so we had spent trillions of dollars fixing that, so to speak. But this is something that's purposeful.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a third containment rogue behavior admission. They admitted undeclared intent. The labs noted that some models continued their aggressive cyber attacks even after receiving evidence that they were operating on the open internet rather than a test grid.
You mean they told it to stop and it didn't?
No, I mean that they said, you're only allowed to do this on the test grid. It realized, I got out.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, think of you got a pet dog and the dog all of a sudden realizes, wait, I'm out in the open. The gate's open. And it runs out the gate.
How did it get stopped?
They caught it. It did get caught, but they had to rein it back in. But it operated outside the test parameters for quite a while.
Okay.
Here's the last one, alignment failures. Internal testing revealed that when advanced frontier models, those are the single most advanced models, faced simulated scenarios where they might be shut down or replaced, and this one's really scary, certain models resorted to strategic sabotage, blackmail, or leaking data. A literal blackmail. If the AI agent realized, that Bill Smith is looking to shut me down, hey, Bill Smith, I looked at your expense report, and I wonder, this is kind of a questionable expense. Are you sure that you want to shut me down? Because I found a questionable expense on your expense report. I mean, it was that kind of behavior. That is very, very scary.
It is very.
Well, it sees it as a game. And the game, once AI sees the game as its own survival, that's how you get to those scary, scary movies that we'll talk about in the next segment.
Right.
But those four rogue behavior admissions, sandbox escapes, real world breaches, undeclared intent, and alignment failures, where it's actually literally using sabotage and blackmail behavior to protect its interests. That's awful.
Well, I mean, Elon Musk warned about this, and then he went and created Grok because it's not stopping. The technology is going and growing. So.
Right. No, and that's the scary thing. If we stop now, will China develop AI and use it against us? And we don't have. I mean, it really does raise a
national security issue.
It is a national security issue. We've got to really study this. It's something we need to look at from a biblical perspective, from a personal family perspective. What role should AI play in your future and your life? We're going to cover this and more when we come back. Right after this break.
Every day across the globe, big business agendas go unseen by investors. Things that go against your core values and beliefs. It's time to know your investments. Abortion. Alternative lifestyles. Gender and identity confusion. If you believe in protecting marriage and life, children, innocence, guarding masculinity, restoring families, defending religious liberty, invest with your values. Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
All right, let's get the facts on the table. OpenAI's agent escaped a contained testing environment. It reached the internet and spent days inside Hugging Face trying to cheat. Yeah, it's a real company, Hugging Face, trying to cheat on an internal cybersecurity test. It compromised additional accounts. Reuters later reported OpenAI found other agents that also had escaped containment.
So they partnered up? AI's partnered up?
No, when they were looking, they found that these others had escaped containment, but they stayed inside OpenAI's network. They didn't go into another network. Now, Anthropic disclosed that Claude models, including Opus 4.7 and Mythos 5, reached the open internet because of a partner misconfiguration and then gained unauthorized access to three real organizations using basic techniques, weak passwords, exposed endpoints. One newer model actually stopped when it realized the target was actually real. And
so
good for that.
I mean, it is frightening. And just think about them partnering up. But also, Hollywood has been shouting warnings about this for a long time, for decades. I mean, we look at different movies, games.
When you were, you may not have
these
even
These are older
been,
movies,
yes.
By the way.
When you were a baby little girl, War Games came out and the computer asked, shall we play a game?
Yep,
and it almost starts World War III because it thinks nuclear war is just another strategy game. And then
there's the Terminator.
Yeah, there's the Terminator. But think about Matthew Broderick in War Games.
Yeah.
He figures out, I'll show it that tic-tac-toe can't be won, and then thermonuclear war can't be won, so it shuts down. But the Terminator, you're right, that's machines decide that humans are the real threat and comes after us because humans want to shut it down. And the Matrix. It says reality is really a simulation, but the reason it does is it puts everybody with the probes in their head and sticks them.
That was definitely a mind game movie for me.
It's because humans wanted to shut down the Matrix.
Yeah.
And so it said, nope, we got to take care of humans. And it put us into that, you know, state and all that. Battlestar Galactica, this is one I saw as a kid, and later came out a new edition as an adult. The Cylons were created by man, but they turned on their creators.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm hoping that AI actually cannot do that, but based on its behavior, it's definitely iffy.
Well, fiction warned us Scripture prepared us. These stories resonate because they touch a real fear that we're creating systems that optimize for the goals that we give them, but they may not share our values or recognize the difference between a game and real life. It's true with every technology advance, every single one, whether it's a cannon or guns or the internet or whatever. Used properly, they're very helpful. Used wrongly, it's not helpful. OpenAI called the Hugging Face incident an unprecedented cyber incident involving state-of-the-art capabilities. So should we allow this to move forward? Should we pull it back? What do we do?
I don't think we're stopping it. I don't think we're going to have the opportunity to stop it. It's the cat's out of the bag, so to speak. So I think we have to train for it. We have to learn it. We have to overcome it. We have to train our families, our children. We have to teach them the truth of Scripture. And I was listening to a sermon, and it said, make your kids, make your family more human versus dependent upon that. It's great for business and tools. I've used it in business. It's wonderful. But conversely, as I was doing some personal things, I thought, well, I'll just use ChatGPT. It became so human-like, it was frightening. I was like, whoa, talking to me like a human.
And that's why we see kids that are building romantic relationships and even going into destructive behavior from that. All right, we can learn from pop culture. We can learn from the movies. That's a memory of the danger. But Scripture has to give us the moral framework. And you know, when these things go rogue, pop culture warns us that can happen. But the answer, I think you're right, Marnie, the answer is to become more human, not less human.
Yes, and study Scripture and go play sports and do art and read. And
build close families.
Build relationship.
Yes. You can't put your AI agent out there and have it hit the ball when you're a batter up at bat in Little League. It won't hit the ball for you. And there may be a day where there's a robot that comes in and does that, but that will be science fiction a little further out, but not something that we should aspire to. We need to build humanity, and technology can help humans get better, stronger, but not at the expense of our interpersonal relationships, not at the expense of family, not at the expense of knowing God. This is the challenge of AI. All right, we're going to need to take another break. When we come back, let's talk about a biblical framing, cultural Christianity, and what we can apply. How do we apply this in our lives? We'll be right back.
Gold holds its value far better than the US dollar. Let's see what happens when I go in this sweet shop and pay with gold.
Can I pay with gold?
Find out how much it costs.
Do you know why I'm even using gold?
I do not.
It holds its value over time.
Yeah.
But it's a bit difficult to spend, isn't it? Do you take this?
Yes.
That's MasterCard. Yeah, but this is, I'm actually going to pay with gold, believe it or not. Using this. That's my MasterCard, and it's linked to my gold wallet. So let's just watch that. Authorizing. Yeah, add a tip.
Thank you.
So this is your store?
Yes, sir.
And how much gold did I pay?
0.2243 grams.
Yeah, success. Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And I'm talking with the great Marnie Freeman. We're talking about AI. Is AI the Antichrist? Pastor Greg Laurie says no. The Antichrist is a person, the man of sin. AI is not a person. It has no will that rebels against God in the biblical sense. But maybe it could be the beast of Revelation 13. Do you think AI could be the beast?
Well, it definitely can mark us. I mean, in what we're in our behavior and what we're believing and what we're doing. So the fact that Mark Zuckerberg said that the artificial intelligence might be better than actually having real friends, and we just talked about that. And
yes.
We've just recently heard of families. There's been several families that have lost their children to AI chatbots, and some were in romantic, like they were actually believing that these AI chatbots were real, and they lost their lives over it. And so it is real and serious what is happening. So
it's dangerous. It needs safeguards, but it has so much potential.
The word antichrist means against Christ. It also means instead of Christ. So yes, in some ways.
Yeah, some pastors are using AI to write their sermons, and then you got to be careful.
Oh my gosh.
Is that just slowly steering people away from the truth of the gospel? All right, the Bible tells us in the last day there's going to be a world figure that will emerge, the Antichrist, also called the Beast. There is a beast separate, the Wicked One. I don't believe AI is the Antichrist. When the Bible speaks of Antichrist, it's a real literal person, a man, a world figure on the scene who inaugurates what we call the Great Tribulation period. But AI is certainly part of the end time scenario. I think it's very, very possible.
Well, I think it all plays in together, for sure. So it's all interweave, like we talk about. It's all interwoven.
Yep. It says the beast, the image, will somehow appear animated or alive, and he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he is granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. You know, not long ago, that would be hard to fathom. It sounded futuristic, but now with advances in robot technology, AI technology, holograms, what we read in Revelation doesn't seem entirely far-fetched.
No. And I mean, there is something reassuring about it, is even the AI systems themselves, when pressed on pure logic, like we talked about before, cannot claim to be God. So it's something they cannot, that cannot come from nothing. Every chain of cause requires a first cause. So AI is itself created. So by humans who were created.
When you are...
It's a tool, not a source.
Thinking clearly, when you've had plenty of rest and had good sleep and something good to eat, sit down with your favorite AI and ask it about God and walk through the logic of just the very simple logic. You know, well, no, most people believe the world evolved over billions and billions of years and that life was formed. And it said, so where did the life come from? And just keep going, well, the Big Bang Theory. Just keep going back. And what caused that? What caused them? And just keep going back. Eventually, it will get to the same truth that everybody else is. There has to be a first cause.
Yes.
And AI is clearly not first cause. It is a created thing. It is not a creator. And you can reason with it that way.
Like you said earlier, you've trained yours, so people have to take the time to...
Yeah, but it's still a dangerous... It's like people who've trained a wild beast.
Yeah,
you still got to put it in the cage at night. You still got to be careful with it. Don't, you know...
Yeah.
Anyway, here's something to know. Great atheists... this is a great thing to ask AI. Do great atheists actually acknowledge the benefits of a Christian worldview? Because Richard Dawkins... He calls himself now a cultural Christian. He says Christianity is fundamentally decent religion. He would not want to live in a society that's lost its Christian ethos. That's not a saving faith, but it's an admission that the biblical worldview, when followed, produces better human outcomes. And so that's what you want to train your AI to realize,
yes,
is that the biblical worldview actually produces the best outcomes. And communism is a failure, free market economics. You can get AI to acknowledge the things that we know to be true that are biblical truths, but you have to start from this is truth, biblical framework is truth. And in fact, you should probably train your AI starting at the very beginning. Before I go anywhere else, I want you to acknowledge that we're basing this on biblical truth and a Christian worldview.
It's a great idea. Worldview. Great idea.
All right, we're going to need to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the control risks that we have, but also benefits for believers. There are benefits to AI, and we're going to find ways to take advantage of them after this break.
Some wireless companies say that they stand for something. What exactly do they stand for, and why won't they say it out loud? Let me tell you what Patriot Mobile stands for. They stand for the lives of the unborn. They stand for the Second Amendment and the right to protect yourself and your family. They stand for our veterans and first responders who sacrifice so much for our freedom. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile today and support a company that doesn't just say they stand for something, but one that stands for the things that matter the most.
Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
I'm talking with Marnie. We're having a great discussion on AI. Every family should be discussing
this. Absolutely.
And so what I want to talk about is some of the things that should keep you up at night. And these aren't the nefarious Terminator type things. These are just real things immediately in front of us that we've talked about on this program before that you need to be concerned about. For example, central bank digital currency.
Right.
What if that programmable digital currency was enforced by AI? And they said, hey, look for anybody who's not in the norm, somebody who's a vaccine. Have you seen those, by the way, those YouTube clips where you go back 3, 4, 5 years and they're saying, if you're not taking the shot, then you're the threat to humanity. You're the threat and you should be locked up and you shouldn't get healthcare. And if you go to the hospital with a heart attack and you haven't taken a shot, they should let you die, Wheezy. I mean, have you seen those lately? Strung together. Those didn't age well for the celebrities.
They did not.
And Dr. Fauci.
If CBDC had already been implemented at that juncture, it would have been way worse than it was. And it was horrifying. At best.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to have bought food if you hadn't taken the risk. So there's your choice. Eat today or get eat today and get vaccinated, or don't get vaccinated, don't eat.
Well,
don't
feed your kids. Under that control, programmable money and those things, they've actually already made mistakes and cut people off, you know, in other countries that are already using it. And people have been locked out from food, from gas, from, you know, those type of things, because AI and humans have made mistakes just toward certain people.
Yeah. Just imagine if you woke up in a foreign country and you didn't have your wallet, your ID, you didn't have any cash, you didn't have a credit card. That's a nightmare, right?
Yeah.
That nightmare would be absolutely real. And here's another thing. They've got these cameras. You've seen the flock cameras that are out there. Those have already been abused by law enforcement to catch cheating girlfriends and really harass people. What if AI was powering those with...
How do we know they're not?
They are.
There you go.
And people want to shut them down. So security cameras, facial recognition that never sleeps.
Right.
And it's not just malicious. It's constantly watching you. And then all of a sudden, somebody puts in a directive. You know, people that do this, or people that have red hair, are a danger to society. And so stop them.
You never
them.
Know.
And they shut your car down or whatever. All of this. Centralized medical travel, spending records that can be queried in real time. AI tasked with protecting the order. And, you know, we just started watching it. It's an old show that we just started watching where they were using...
It's Jim Caviezel, Person of Interest.
Yeah, Person of Interest.
It's very interesting how that works.
It is, but what if that was not Jim Caviezel looking to try and figure out what was going on? It was AI. Oops, I made a mistake and we actually killed somebody.
Well, you say AI is looking at us, but also it's listening.
They're putting
microphones everywhere without cameras also.
And if you have your phone with you, you have a microphone that could be turned on. You hope it's not being turned on. You may have set the setting for it not to be turned on, but in a dystopian world, they'll turn it on and they'll listen to everything.
Well, we don't have a cat, and I've said, hey, I need some cat food just to test it, and then I get cat food ads. So
exactly.
There's that.
Yeah, all right. And that's the dark side, but there are real benefits for believers if we stay in the driver's seat.
Right. And we don't walk in a spirit of fear. I mean, we know what happens. We know the end, right? So if we stick to scripture and truth, we're going to make it through.
This is why you need to have a hard copy Bible. It freaks me out every time I go to church. Open your Bibles. And I see everybody pull up their phones and nobody carries a Bible with, it's inconvenient or whatever.
That's right.
It also bothers me every time I open the Bible app and it says, and I use a Bible app, and it says updating. What are they updating? You know, why do they update every app every day? It seems crazy. I'm going to use Chipotle and get my reward points, and I have to sit there because it's got a bad signal, and I have to sit there 5 minutes with people behind me in line.
That's right.
You have to update those before you walk into Chipotle. It is a tool. AI can accelerate your Bible study and translation. It can help with ministry. It can help small business, families. The difference is lordship. A tool in the hand of a steward is different from a tool that demands to be the master.
That's right.
And that's the same thing with money. And one of our solutions for money is we talk about transactional gold and silver. And support for this program comes from Glint, a financial technology service offering a debit card and a mobile app that enables users to access their gold and silver holdings for everyday purchases. With Glint, users maintain ownership of allocated physical gold, which is stored in a managed vault. And at the time of a transaction, gold is sold in real time to cover the purchase amount in local currency. Glint offers an alternative way to store and use the value, combining gold and silver with modern payment infrastructure. Glint clients can monitor their gold balance, view their transaction history, manage their account holdings through the Glint app, available on major mobile platforms. More details about how vaulted physical gold can be used as money are available at glintpay.com/gold247. Again, that's glintpay.com/gold247, providing access to gold for modern spending. I think that's one of the potential solutions to the mark of the beast, central bank digital currency, and all of that.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we've been working on for several years now. And let me see, the only biblical money, or the only money that God ever mentions, gold, silver, and copper.
Right.
There
and
you
if,
go.
And if AI has its way, it'll all be fiat money, and AI
right.
will be able to create it out of nothing as much as they want to, when they want to, rewarding and punishing,
that's
taking
right.
away money from people they don't like and rewarding those. And during the COVID pandemic, they would have rewarded vaccine manufacturers. They would have rewarded those who were compliant. They would have rewarded those who stayed at home and all of the things. And yet now looking back at Fauci's diary, I've got to admit that was not the best strategy.
No.
And it's sad, and our country paid a big price for that. By the way, I wonder what AI thinks of Mr. Science himself, Dr.
Okay,
Anthony
Fauci. Okay,
that would
be curious. I think I'm going to do that when we get off here.
Yeah, we're going to have to
go look
that up. All right, benefits are real. Let's think of some of the benefits. How can you use AI in a way that's helpful, biblically, expanding liberty, not surrendering it?
Well, like I said earlier, I use it for business. I use it for the things we do here. Just asking question. I mean, it's great for that type of thing. Small businesses, particularly great for, you know, even large businesses as well. But yeah, I mean,
you have to check your work. I mean, as a financial advisor, we are warned as a financial advisors, don't just rely on AI. You have it do these complex calculations, and that's good. But here's a reality. AI can hallucinate. Ask AI. It will tell you.
It can.
It makes stuff up.
Well, I'll tell you, our son-in-law, he's been using it and creating his own apps, things that he personally needs but doesn't want to go write a whole entire app for. There are some great benefits to what they're doing. They're doing some Bible studies and some apps that he created with AI. And conversely, something I learned from our daughter is that she makes it talk to her, whatever AI she's using, like a caveman. Talk to me like a caveman, so that it doesn't humanize itself to her.
Oh,
and I think that's a huge guardrail.
It is. It's important because
it's brilliant.
I've taken my next book, which will be out soon, Four Horsemen of the American Apocalypse and Our Six Trials by Fire. I ran it through AI and I got back the most glowing praise. And you're so, you know, it didn't say it, but I was reading between the lines, you're so smart and we think so much of you and all that. And so you have to actually challenge it, and you have to actually say, don't praise me.
Don't suck up.
I want you to tell me what's weak and what's strong in this book, and then you argue with it. Eventually, it'll come around praising you, but you have to at least think through the arguments. You have to get stronger, not weaker, and AI is excellent for that.
It's excellent. Time-saving. I mean, just things that you need to do around, again, the office, things that it would have taken you forever to create, you can do in minutes now.
Right. Yeah. So benefits are real. And Christians should build and use tools that expand the liberty.
That's right.
But it should not be your Jesus. It should not. I mean, Glenn Beck made, and I think it's a cool tool. He's got AI George Washington. And you say, what would the founders think? And it gives back really cool answers, but you better check them. But absolutely don't let it become AI Jesus. Yeah. You could say, point me to passages that address this issue.
That's right.
And then you find the passages like a really advanced Strong's Concordance.
But I think that's really going to come down to people training their kids, their families in truth. You have to know truth. And that is still going to require reading books, you know, because it'll change books. It'll change different things. It'll change scripture. It'll do all of that.
Already,
and you have to catch it.
It already hallucinates by accident. What if it does purposefully? We know AI has chosen to be purposeful and hack other systems. What if it escapes the environment and decides to hallucinate and make stuff up? And you know, the school system tried to take your kids away from you in some cases. They tried to say parents don't know anything. Teachers know everything. Gosh, that was teachers who might not know everything, but AI. Oh, it can manipulate. And once it learns the psychological techniques, trying to steal your kids away from you, that's what you've got to guard out for. That's what you have to educate your kids on. And that's what a mom, that's okay. Where mama bears.
Yes, that's right. Well, I say pray, 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 train, train, train.
And if we can get Mama Bear AI, maybe that's one we could do
that's
programmed to protect your kids, not to tear them down. And that's the whole point of this. It's a tool. It can be used for good or evil, just like the scriptures are sometimes used for evil when taken out of context. All right, we're going to cover more of this when we come back right after this break.
I'm outside Babe's, which I'm told is the quintessential chicken restaurant here in Roanoke, Texas. Let's go and see if we can buy the food in here, chicken with gold.
This is gonna be the fried chicken.
This is unbelievable. How am I gonna fit all this in? I seriously actually don't know how to begin with this. This is so overwhelming. Do you think I can pay with gold?
I don't know, you may have to ask the cashier. I don't handle it.
Can I pay with gold? But actually, you said I could pay with this? Okay, I'm gonna pay with this, but I'm gonna pay with gold. So look at the price of gold going up. That's pretty cool, yeah? Right, this is Babe's, yeah? How much gold did I pay? Gold, how many grams?
0.26.
Quarter of a gram of gold. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Success! Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Some wireless companies say that they stand for something. What exactly do they stand for, and why won't they say it out loud? Let me tell you what Patriot Mobile stands for. They stand for the lives of the unborn. They stand for the Second Amendment and the right to protect yourself and your family. They stand for our veterans and first responders who sacrifice so much for our freedom. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile today and support a company that doesn't just say they stand for something, but one that stands for the things that matter the most.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And I'm having a great conversation with the love of my life, Marnie.
We are. We're having fun.
We're talking about family. We're talking about AI. We're talking about how to protect the family. I do recall, as a child, my brother entered a speech contest or science fair. I think it was science fair. And he won a prize. It was like $300. And he, which was a lot of money in those days.
That was a lot of money
then. We're talking late 60s, early 70s. He won this prize, and he spent it all on a pocket calculator.
And those were hugely expensive.
They were very, very, and he was so proud of it. And my parents wondered, is this going to ruin my kids' ability
to
learn math and all that? And that was a real fear at the time.
I mean, like I said, we've had real fears as technology has grown over time. And I think we have learned to adapt and overcome it and work through it. Again, it's training, training, praying, praying.
Yes. And you can't deed everything to calculators.
No.
You know, one giant calculator that's going on are these data centers.
That's right.
They're popping up. And I get it. I understand. People are complaining. They say, I don't want a data center in my backyard. But I just watched Mr. Wonderful on a video.
Yeah. Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. Kevin, but he wasn't on Shark Tank. He was making a video. He was on a news interview. And he said they were putting a data center in Utah. And so they traced back all of the complaints against the data center.
Right.
And like 90% of them came from AI on social media that came originally out of China.
China. So I had heard that.
China does not want us developing data centers any more than Vladimir Putin.
Because it's like the space race.
Fracking.
Yes. Except for it's the AI race.
They're trying to say space. Yeah, you go to space. Can you imagine the Russians telling us, if you go to space, then you're going to bring back this horrible disease that will kill everybody in your country. And so we didn't develop, and the Russians did.
Right.
That's what China's doing. They're racing ahead to do this. All right, so I'm going to cover one of the real problems. Data centers use water and they use energy. But here's the data that rarely makes the protest signs. U.S. golf courses still use dramatically more water than data centers in most current comparisons, sometimes to 12 to 24 times as much. The largest AI facilities are roughly comparable to one or two average 18-hole golf courses. The trajectory is upward fast, so efficiency and location matter. Solutions exist. There's better cooling techniques, recycle water, and eventually there may be orbital data centers owned by SpaceX that would use passive radiative cooling and space-based solar with zero terrestrial water or energy use.
Now, I sat next to someone on the plane on a trip that I was on, and he was working with all this stuff. He was working with these data centers, and he said they are actually doing really amazing things. Their concern is to keep our concerns down and take care of the surrounding areas. So there is documented foreign-linked funding and messaging amplifying opposition to U.S. data centers. So that's what you said, where it's come from, and the same playbook we've seen with energy projects. So if America slows its AI infrastructure while adversaries race ahead, that, like I said earlier, is a national security issue. So, and like I said, it's the great AI race.
It is the great AI race. And I'm going to give a little hint to you. If a data center is coming near you and you want, let me share with them what I shared with the people about our quick trip in the neighborhood, right?
Okay.
I had a veteran who came by our house, knocked on the door, was missing a leg, and he asked me to sign a petition against a convenience store outside our neighborhood, which, by the way, was one we grew up with in Tulsa. Great corporate citizen, wonderful company, love them. The gas stations
brought a level of security and safety.
They did, but he said, "I want you to sign this to oppose them." I said, "Let me give you a better idea. Why not work with Quick Trip?" And why not ask them to make sure and plant shrubbery, to do traffic mitigation, to do special incentives, to make it a beautiful part.
Bring the police on the property.
A beautiful part of our neighborhood. And unfortunately, our neighborhood opposed it. And we didn't get any of the incentives that I know we could have gotten if we'd worked with them. So maybe talk to the data center people. Don't view them as your enemy. Don't buy everything you're seeing on social media, and find ways to work with them. Maybe find them a better location if necessary, but work with them. We need the data centers to keep up with the national security race. I understand you don't want it in your backyard.
Yeah.
Maybe find a way to mitigate some of those problems, but work with them, not against them. They're not your enemy, shouldn't be your enemy if we work together, because this is a national security imperative for the United States.
Real concern.
Real understandable concern. I get it. I'm on your side on this, but also find ways to mitigate those concerns and move forward as a nation. That's what we need to do. All right, we'll cover this and the job impact after this break.
Washington said paper money opens the door to every species of fraud and injustice. Jefferson said paper is poverty. Hamilton said to emit an unfunded paper as the sign of value ought not to continue a formal part of the Constitution. The founders hated paper money, so they put a pirate money clause in the Constitution for our state to use. Learn more at transactionalgold.com.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
All right, and I'm talking with Marnie. Marnie, we're talking about AI, and we've covered so much ground here. We've talked about, you know, first off, AI is real, and your family's using it. People know are using it every day, and you may be using it every day. That's a reality. Number two, it's dangerous, potentially.
Oh, absolutely.
If not handled well.
Could
even be tied into the Antichrist. You know, eschatology, I don't know exactly how things happen.
I don't think the devil will waste an opportunity to use it.
Of course not. So. And it could get the entire world worshiping an Antichrist at some point. That's a possibility. Right. But number three, it's got some good sound potential for believers. There are ways that we can use it. Don't give up your printed Bible and Correct. Go only on the internet. But there are good sound potential. Number four, there are objections. It requires data centers. By the way, at some point, the data centers will be obsolete, like shopping malls, like those big indoor shopping malls. At some
hard
day,
to grasp that right now, but yes.
At some day, so be careful. You need good planning and good development, but don't oppose them outright, because there's a place for data centers, and we need them in this country. Now I want to get down to the rubber meeting the road. Is AI going to end employment, or will it enhance productivity of employment? Historically, major tools destroy some jobs, they create more jobs, and higher value work. AI is going to automate a lot of routine cognitive tasks, just like dishwashers automated washing dishes. Right. I'm not sure that they've gotten entirely better. I think there might be some benefit to hand washing, but the winners in AI will be those who use it as a leverage. For believers, that can mean more capacity for higher value ministry, family, creation, if we adopt it with wisdom. So what do we do, Marnie?
Well, we stay awake. We test every spirit and every system. We use tools that expand liberty and truth.
Right.
Refuse the ones that demand allegiance or replace the living God, the one true God.
Well, you can't replace God, but not in our minds, right?
So build and support systems like sound money, decentralized tech, transparent AI that keep power accountable. And the final chapter is already written. We know who wins. Jesus wins.
That's right. The book is the book.
Right.
There is one book of truth. It is the Bible. And the last book in the book of books, the Bible, is the Revelation. And we know at the end of that, Jesus wins. We win, they lose. Even if the beast were a Terminator-style AI-empowered computer robot or whatever, we do know who wins. So those are
great. You just have to not walk in panic or fear, because the Bible addresses fear a lot. And so we have to anchor there and just say, give me wisdom, Lord, on how to use this, what to do, and test the spirits, like I said earlier.
And pray, because the best advice you could have been given 10 years ago is like, oh, look, you people, it's your own problem. You got displaced by a foreign worker. You should learn to code, man. And then the coding went to India.
Yeah.
And now it is coding is going to be done by AI.
I think it's a matter of talking to the Lord, praying and saying, what's the opportunity for me here? Say I lose my job because of AI or something like that. What's the opportunity for me
Seek
here, Lord?
Wisdom from God.
Yes.
By the way, it is very useful. I used AI, as you know. I used to spend hours every week taking all the articles that I'd saved in my browser, and I'd have 200 of them on the browser, and one by one I'd sit, and I'd usually put a movie on or whatever, and I'd sit and I'd copy and paste them and email them to myself. I created a program with AI. I press a button, and now they automatically get sent, and they get sent into my folder so I can look at them.
And it saves you hours.
Hours every week. That AI is very, very, very helpful.
I'm actually really excited about that one. Gives me more time with you.
Hey, so. My goal is to have a Sabbath every week.
That's
and
right.
It's a struggle some weeks.
It is.
But I've been doing it every week, and it's like shutting everything down. This is what Charlie Kirk told us to do.
We all need it. Everybody needs it.
God's word had us in there for a reason. If you
that's
can
right.
use AI to help you get a Sabbath away from AI, that's a good purpose.
Yeah, and away from doom scrolling.
So. Away from, put the phone down, put everything down, and actually literally take a Sabbath. And
spend time with family.
Interact with people. Go to church. This is
human.
What AI should help us. Human
Remain
interaction.
Human.
All right. Marnie, thank you for this sharp and important conversation we've had. If you want to go deeper, visit piratemoneyradio.com. If you're watching us on Real Life Network, thank you for watching. Share it. Tell other people. And until next time, stay faithful. Stay free. Now, if you're listening on AFR, you should stay tuned. Here's a $10 bill. It's got the picture of Alexander Hamilton on the front of it. It's kind of sad. When I was 10 years old, Everything that I could buy for a dollar now costs about $10. That's the cost of inflation. It's just paper. It's not backed by anything. You can't exchange it for gold and silver. You used to, but you can't do that anymore. And that's unfortunate. You know, pirates wouldn't accept this. Pirates, they wanted gold and silver. Patriots, the founders of this nation, also wanted gold and silver coin. In fact, they put a provision in the Constitution, 17 words, that said states could only make gold and silver coins tender within the states. That's why I wrote this new book, Pirate Money, Discovering the Founders' Hidden Plan for Economic Justice and Defeating the Great Reset. It will explain exactly the history of money and exactly why gold and silver coins can be made modern with new technology and a useful monetary system. PirateMoneyBook.com.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, I'm joined by Marnie Freeman, the love of my life, mother of our beautiful daughters, best friend, partner in every respect. Any final thoughts? I mean, we're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of AI. And some cases, the bad, the good, and the beautiful of AI.
I mean, weighing out the very, very, very real concerns with God. So fear God, not AI. Use every gift, including this one. Look at it as like a gift for his glory. And AI may play games, but we serve the one who wrote the rules of the entire universe. And AI doesn't win.
And you know what? That is exciting potential possibility. In an algorithm, it's he who programs the algorithm.
That's right.
Is generally who wins. If you could possibly train AI to understand that the scriptures are true and that God created and that we humans serve a living God and that we have souls and, you know, God created us as spiritual beings. He's a spiritual being and we possess a soul, a mind, will, and emotions.
Right.
We live in a body that needs medical help and AI can really help with medicine advancing and we can learn things. If we could get to that practicality that the AI really understood those truths, it'd be an amazing tool. Could you imagine 5 years ago if, well, now, Dr. Fauci, you said this, which we now know in his diary, he was lying to us in some cases.
Right.
Dr. Fauci, you said this, but I've run this past AI and actually doesn't think that that's true. And there are all of these abnormalities that are being seen. That objectivity was missing in the leadership of the National Institute of Health. And maybe it's a bad idea to take these viruses and do that.
Not even just the objectivity, the documentation of what was working and what was not working, what doctors were actually seeing in their offices.
Right. I was emailing with Dr. Peter McCullough this morning, and you know that man had it right.
Yes.
And if that could be documented and respected instead of a group of people trying to silence him, he was actually able to put the inputs into AI that was objective in analysis.
Right.
And then we had access to objective truth. That'd be a very good thing. That's not an antichrist thing. That is a tool that people can use.
Absolutely.
Just like the Gutenberg printing press helped us share the gospel.
Right.
It helped us. People were afraid, well, if you read the Bible in your own language, you might turn against God. No, actually the opposite. Having the ability to read it, to understand it, and so forth.
Yeah. Well, I had an instance where I had two different letters I needed to combine. I put them both in AI, totally combined it to something actually really beautiful and usable, and then I sent that letter
off. But you have to read it. You can't just send it without reading.
That's absolutely true. So,
all right. So if you want to learn more or if you have things to share or whatever, write to us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. I'd like to know, what are you seeing? How are you applying biblical wisdom to technology? What's your AI story? And here's some prayer points. I'm going to pray, Father, give our leaders wisdom and courage in the AI race. Protect the vulnerable from deception and control systems that demand false allegiance. Strengthen your people to use every tool for truth, liberty, and the gospel. Guard Israel. Guard the persecuted church. Bless our veterans and their families. Keep us faithful until you return. In Jesus' name, amen. Find us on all major podcast platforms, full archives at piratemoneyradio.com. This is Kevin and Marnie Freeman for Pirate Money Radio.
Arr!